For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wonderful wash day news. Today, there's an amazing new Oxidol that brings you everything you ever wanted in laundry suds. New Oxidol washes clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep, clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. Deep clean. Gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you have to do is rinse your clothes once, and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. The Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Now, for Ma Perkins. Well, there are two questions on our minds these days concerning our friends in Rushville Center. First, is Faye still in love with Spencer Grayson? She hasn't said much since her recent visit to Spencer in New York. Now, the other question is about Tom Wells, that secretive, irritating, pent-up, yet somehow worthwhile young war hero. Is Ma getting anywhere in her efforts to help Tom? Well, right now, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Shuffle, Willie, and Ma are closing up the lumberyard office. But
I'll make sure these windows are locked before we leave. You tend the stove, Willie.
Stove's okay. I looked at it before. Ma, you want me to put these papers away in the drawer?
No, leave them on the desk, Willie, dear. I want to get to them first thing in the morning.
I'll set this calendar on them so they won't blow around when we open the door.
I'd have stayed a little later tonight and finished up this work, only I don't like to keep Tom Wells waiting. I said I'd be there shortly after 5.
Well, could I stay and go over these papers for you, Ma?
Oh, no, thank you, Sheffa. The facts and figures we need here is mostly in my head. It'll wait till tomorrow.
Yes. That's my motto. Never do today what you can put off till tomorrow. And maybe somebody will do it for you.
Oh, Sheffa.
And Sheffa ain't kidding either. I'm the somebody who always has to finish Shuffle's jobs for him.
Tarnation, you just spoiled me something terrible, Willie.
You can joke, Shuffle. But suppose Ma had put off till tomorrow going over to Al's diner like she did today. You know what might have happened? Tom Wells might be out of a job. By tomorrow, Al might have had a new counterman.
Well, what beats me is Al saying he never knowed Tom was sick.
Yeah, because I told Al last week that he was sick when I asked him to wait a couple of days for Tom to come back.
Al said that you mentioned it, Willie, but somehow he didn't take it serious. More as if it was some kind of excuse on Tom's part.
Like he wanted to stall around for a couple of days.
Well, I reckon that's because Tom made such a point of never letting on to Al that he didn't feel good.
Well, that boy sure got a knack for doing things the hard way.
Maybe it's pride. He don't like to give in to sickness and troubles. Anyway, Al said he'd be real pleased to have Tom back.
Yeah, trust you to sell anybody a bill of goods.
No, I didn't have to sell him, Sheffield. That was a nice part. Al was willing and anxious to believe the best about Tom Wells.
I'm glad it worked out so good, Ma. Here, Willie, don't forget your scarf.
Thanks. Ready for me to turn off the lights, Ma?
Yes, Willie, I got everything. I love this time of day. Especially now it don't get dark so early. Look, the walls have turned as if pink in here, like we was having sunset right inside the room. Don't it feel that way, Shuffle?
You can't go by me, Ma. Things always look rosy with you around.
Oh, all right. Let's go along, or I will be late to see Tom.
Well, are you comfortable, Mrs. Perkins? That's a pretty rickety little chair. I feel as if there should be a grand, luxurious seat I could offer my fairy godmother.
Oh, this is fine, Tom. Just fine. But should you be up and around, son? I thought to find you still in bed from what Shuffle told you. You didn't feel so strong last night.
Well, I have been in bed now up to a couple of hours ago.
Oh, that's good then.
Yes, I was feeling so much better, I thought I'd try to do a little work at this desk.
I noticed you got a lot of papers spread out.
Some notes I made a long while ago. I was looking over them. It's funny. Sometimes ideas don't get stale like a lot of other things in life do.
Ideas? You mean that those notes is about ideas you had?
Yeah, in a way. See, before the war, I used to fool around with writing.
Ah, writing stories?
Well, you could call them stories, although a lot of it is facts, experiences, a sentence here and there maybe to help you remember something that's happened.
That's nice, Tom.
The trouble is, most of the things that have happened, I don't want to remember. That's probably why I quit writing.
You're throwing them away?
They don't matter, Ma. I've got better ideas here in my head now. I'm not boasting. Seems to be part of the unpleasant process of living, gathering ideas. Like nuts in May.
Tom?
Hmm?
You know, I think you're feeling lots better.
Maybe I am at that. Maybe I am, Ma Perkins.
You got more energy today than I ever seen you.
Yeah? The frame is still wobbly, but this old head is beginning to get on its feet again. Gee, I don't know when I was last in the mood to even think about writing.
Well, it's a fine mood, Tom.
Yeah. Snap, snap, snap.
I haven't noticed you snapping at all today, Hardy.
You mean I'm usually worse than this?
Oh, much worse.
Ma, anybody ever told you that you were like Indian snake oil? Absolute cure for headache, neuralgia, heartburn, heartbreak, and the gripes?
Heavens to Betsy.
And the gripes are what ail me most. You know, the good thing about writing is it might get some of the spleen out of my system.
The good thing about writing is it might be doing something you like to do, Tom. Mm. And folks have a right to try for happiness.
Yes, the pursuit of happiness. Ah, but it's unlawful, Ma. It's been written out of the Constitution. Except maybe in remote magic places like Rushville Center, with ridiculously kind and loyal friends like Ma Perkins. And unrealistic bosses like Al, who needlessly hold a job open day after day after day. Oh, did I thank you for talking to Al, Ma?
Yes, you thanked me, Sam, when I first came in.
And did I thank Shuffle and Willie and Joe for barging into my private fight?
I don't understand what you're saying, Tom, but I declare you sound almost happy.
Yes, today I am happy. I'm happy to know I can still go back to a dishwashing job I didn't want in the first place. Happy to have a fairy godmother who looks miracles at me over the top of her spectacles. Filled me up with chicken soup until the stories begin churning around in my head again. And I'm happy to be the proud owner of the funniest looking bicycle in this town. And I'm happy to be in this town. A town I never even knew was on the map of this great and glorious country I fought and failed to die for. Well, tell me about your life, Ma. What's new?
Len, what is new? Let me see. Well, I can't think now. What would you like to hear, Tom?
Anything and everything, from cabbages to kings.
Oh, I've been planning my garden.
Planning your garden on a dull, dark day like this?
Oh, yes, this time of year is the very best time. I look out the window and I see the yard all brown grass, trees and bushes bare. Maybe it's a gray, rainy day. And then I keep looking. And pretty soon I see just how it's going to be in not so long a time.
How, Ma? Tell me how it's going to be.
Oh, it's all green and warm. The sunlight trickles down to the leaves. And most all the flowers. Oh, such color. I can see it all. I think I'll put the cosmos in the back, next to the fence. But maybe some of those big zinnias. And then the petunias and the marigolds in front of that. And then maybe some alyssum along the walk that runs beside the house.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful. Oh, of course, that's just the way I see it, you understand. Then I got to get out there as soon as it's warm enough and make it all come true. I love flowers. you heard that my Faye was home from New York, didn't you?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yes, she's back just a couple of days now.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that we've decided to talk about kings, how is our friend, Mr. Spencer Grayson?
King?
Did Faye, or Mrs. Henderson, rather, enjoy her siege in the great metropolis?
Oh, Len, you might as well call her Faye. You're so much a part of the family, Tom.
Thank you. And thanks on your daughter's behalf. Well, I'm still holding my breath to hear about the great Mr. Grayson.
I wish I knew what it was that troubles you, Tom. Mr. Grayson likes to speak to himself as a friend of yours.
Mr. Grayson likes to speak of himself, period. Oh, well, then, we all do. I certainly spotted a lot of nonsense a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, please, I enjoyed our talk. I enjoyed being here today.
All right, Ma, I'm sorry. So, Mrs. Henderson, or Faye, had a fine time in New York, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, Faye hasn't had a chance to tell me anything about her vacation with Mr. Grayson.
Hasn't had a chance.
Or she hasn't had a mind to.
Oh.
It don't mean anything, I reckon.
I hope not. If anybody's entitled to the pursuit of happiness, it should be Ma Perkins' daughter. Give Faye my regards.
Thank you, Tom.
And wish her pleasant dreams. Yes. A very pleasant dream to your Faye. May it never end.
Folks, here's your chance to get some wonderful flower seeds for practically nothing. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seed worth 90 cents for only 10 cents in 1 Oxidol box top. Now think of it. A 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. The 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos, and harmony marigold, those exotic deep-colored flowers with beautiful gold centers, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, 8 packages of our own Ma Perkins' favorite flower seeds, enough for a whole flower garden. All for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. So don't delay. Get these wonderful flower seeds before the supply is gone. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Do it today. So Tom strikes once more that discordant note about Spencer Grayson. Is Tom jealous of Spencer's success, or is it something more real? Well, it's Faye herself who brings up the subject of Spencer tomorrow at last. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.